Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Gary Neron welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry taking a book of the Bible verse by verse, teaching as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology, speaking the truth in love, and our purpose is to give the lamp and light to all. Yesterday in our study of Titus chapter 3, we discussed how important it is for believers to keep our minds fixed on the things of God. Let's continue with that message today. Now, here's our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Towering far above the works of man, its truth by none ever was refuted, and destroy it they never can.
As the body ages and the brain begins to get cut off, and in the brain, the things that happen to the brain, and now it becomes under several things, hardening of the arteries, maybe a brain bleed, other things. And that spirit no longer has control. You see, if we walk in the spirit, we will not fulfill the lust of this flesh. So if we are walking with God in His word, living to obey that word, let me just give you an example. Maybe there's something you want to say about someone. Maybe there's something that you want to do that may not be the right thing to do to someone or to do it at all. Maybe there's someone you haven't made things right with. Maybe there's someone that things have you've done against them and they don't know. Things that you've done that you should confess to. And say, well, one day they'll die and they'll be gone. It won't matter. You know, 1 Corinthians 4, 5 does say that the hidden things of darkness will one day be made known. Then we'll have praise of God. It's hard to understand that all the hidden things of darkness that probably each one of us have will be made known. Then we'll have praise of God. How can we? Because we'll all see that we're saved by grace, for one. But on the other hand, there are things that we did not make right in this life. And yet, in heaven, after that scene, it may cost a loss of reward, but saved so as by fire. But we'll still have praise of God because we're still there realizing the great grace and love of God, because we should have been in hell. Well, I believe in the thing of Alzheimer's, that as the spirit gets quenched, remember the Bible says, quench not the spirit. And we start quenching the spirit, and before too long, the body is only guided by the flesh. And when the things of a thing such as Alzheimer's, that disease may get in and mess up the mind, because we all have the old nature still within us, then those cuss words can come out, and those evil things can come out. Now, I certainly believe that, although there are people that would disagree, and they're good, godly people. They just disagree on that subject. But I'm saying that for this one reason, that when the Lord comes back, He's going to save us from that wrath to come. As He said, we're saved from it. We're going to be called up to be with Him, but there is still a judgment to come. And so these people in 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 10, they were told to wait for His Son from heaven, which He raised from the dead, even Jesus, which delivered us from the wrath to come. Wow. And I didn't deserve it. So He has delivered us, even me, preserved. But yet, for this life, we can have victory. We don't have to give in to the love of the world and the things of the world and having our minds in the world. That's why I said that about holiness. I believe holiness is a great example of why hell was created, because God is all holy. And that can't dwell in His presence, sin. So, yes, ask yourself each day, whenever you attempt to do something, is this holy, is this acceptable unto God? Not what will those people think, but rather what will God think? And so, as we look there, that being justified in our text verse, Titus chapter 3, by His grace, we should be made, what should we be made? Look at that. We should be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life. And how could I be made an heir, having been such even a rotten sinner before salvation? So much has been wrong in my life that I've done. And yet, those times of chastening, those times of scourging, those things of repentance. But God forgives, and He restores. Although, it's not always an easy time. That's why He's preserved His word for us as a guide for each of us. And so, we are to wait for the Lord from heaven. He's delivered us, and He has given us a preserved word of God. In Psalm chapter 12, verses 6 and 7, we read this. The words of the Lord are pure words. Some people then would think, well, he's a legalist. Pure words as silver tried in a furnace of earth, purified seven times. Thou shalt keep them, O Lord. Thou shalt preserve them from this generation forever. You know, the church does not replace Israel, and the New Testament doesn't replace the Old Testament. You know, this Bible is one book. So we read there in John chapter 12 about Jesus saying, if any man hear my words and believe not, I judge him not, for I came not to judge the world, but to save the world. He that rejecteth me, receiveth not my words, hath one that judgeth him. The word that I have spoken, the same shall judge him in that last day. Now, when you go back to Psalms chapter 12, verse 7, thou shalt keep them, O Lord, thou shalt preserve them, speaking these words of God, from this generation forever. This generation. Well, Psalms chapter 12, back in the day of King David, those people are alive, they're breathing. All of them are dead now. But God is still preserving His word, even from then till now. He didn't do away with the Old Testament. I want to show you something in Revelation chapter 22, verses 18 and 19. Now, it says, Pastor, you're kind of getting off the theme, aren't you, of Titus chapter 3? Yes and no. But I think it's important that you know this about the Word of God. I know Mormons, I've had discussions with Mormons on this, but we get to this passage in Revelation chapter 22. And let me start with verse 17 first, because this is really a favorite verse. But, and the Spirit and the bride say, come. And let him that heareth say, come. And let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. Now, I mentioned Mormons earlier, but look at Calvinists. They want to tell you that if you weren't elected, then you're not going to go to heaven. Well, that is right, but it's not because you don't have an election or it wasn't available for you. You didn't take it. You say, Preacher, I don't understand what you're saying. Okay, let me demonstrate the cross. Jesus died on the cross 2,000 years ago. He shed His precious blood for all my sin. Now, how many sins had I committed at the moment Jesus Christ was crucified and was buried and rose again? None. None whatever. No. I was born into this world in 1949. I wasn't born having sin, but I was born with a sin nature. As the psalmist tells us, in sin my mother did conceive me. And my mother, one of the most godly Christians I've ever known, yet she was a sinner saved by God's grace. My dad, good preacher of the Word of God, a sinner saved by grace of God. I can mention great names of the past. Jack Howells, Lee Robertson, John R. Rice. Should we go on back down, go down the line on backwards? Because for every one of them, I'd have to say they were all sinners saved by the grace of God, never earning their salvation. So, you come take the water of life freely. Does the Bible tell us in Revelation chapter 4, in verse 11, that all things were created for His pleasure? But then in Ezekiel chapter 33, we find out that He has no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but that they should turn from their evil. He says, turn ye, turn ye, turn ye. He said, repent, repent, repent. Jesus came, Mark chapter 1, and tells us He went everywhere preaching, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. You see, the blood of Jesus Christ was shed for all my sin over 2,000 years ago, but it was not applied to me until I received Him as my Lord and Savior. Election that not only allowed me to go to heaven and have a place in heaven, have a place in eternity with the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, was made before the foundation of the world. But just like the blood wasn't applied to me that was shed 2,000 years ago until I received it, election is not applied to me until I receive Christ. And automatically, I come under the blood and the election of Jesus Christ, of God, the decision they made in the Trinity years ago, that the election, the salvation, the blood, all of that was going to be based on of a free will, because I have a free will, because I was made in the image of God who has a free will. If I don't have a free will, then I'm not in the image of God made. See, you contradict yourself to say that some are chosen to go to hell while some are chosen to go to heaven. Then you're contradicting that those people then aren't in the image of God, that man was not created in the image of God. Not all men, only certain ones. Okay. Look, we are saved through repentance and faith in the shed blood of Jesus Christ. Now, I've had people tell me about repentance. Repentance is a work. No, it's not. Now, if you think, well, if I quit doing this, quit doing that, quit doing this, then God will take me. If I do the best I can, well, okay, that's a work. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address for the Lamp and Light broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And again, our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Gary Neron, saying, may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.
The earth shall crumble, I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible says, I will plant my feet on its firm foundation.